10,000 steps for 1 month. Every step you take is a step to supporting cerebral palsy associations across Canada. Register now at steptember.ca.
Why, sometimes I'd like to take a peppermint and a switchblade and a Cadillac and throw it all in a fire.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh yeah. Situation.
Good evening, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, and I'm going to be with you until 11 p.m. tonight. Starting off the program tonight, you heard something about the brand new Pac AD album. It's called Positive Thinking, and you heard a track off of that, something called, I think it's what I picked was something called Teenage Crime, and I think this is their first release off of Mint Records, if I'm not mistaken, but I'll have to check in again on that. Anyways, don't forget to check out our website, citr.ca, and you could check out podcasts and playlists and a list of recent tracks. I got a pretty mixed bag of tracks tonight, starting off with a little bit of kind of garagey and punky music at the start, And towards the end, we'll get into some pretty loud and heavy stuff with a little bit of experimental stuff in the middle. But starting off, we're going to hear a band called Prime Time. And this is a female four-piece out of London. You can check them out at primetimepunks.bandcamp.com. There, you're going to hear something from their new EP called Going Places. And it's off a record label called La Vida on Aeon Music. And it's just a short four-track, 7-inch, very much in the vein of a band called Good Throb. And that's what you're going to hear after that. You're going to hear a track taken off their new self-titled 7-inch that just came out this year, and a track off that called Scum. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is a track from Prime Time's 7-inch called Going Places. This track is called Get a Grip. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and that was something from Good Throb, and a track off their self-titled 7-inch that just came out this year. You heard the track called Scum, And I think Good Throb are also based out of London, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure what label they're on. I think they kind of jump around. But you can check them out at goodthrob.bandcamp.com. And yeah, once again, they're based out of London. Before that, you heard another London female punk band and a band called Primetime, and a track off their 7-inch called Going Places, and you heard the track called Get a Grip. One of those seems like they're pretty 7-inch heavy punk type bands. Check them out at primetimepunks.bandcamp.com, and that's punks with an X. And up next, we're going to change it up and take a left turn. We're going to hear a kind of a singer-songwriter type artist, a Canadian one that is living in the States. Her name is Haley Benar, and she has a new album out that just came into the station. It's called Impossible Dream, and it's out on Groundwire Records. I think Groundwire has put it out up here in Canada, and 30 Tigers is putting it out stateside. But anyways, Haley Benar, she's based out of Brandon, born in Brandon, Manitoba, and she's I think in the States, in, let me see, St. Paul is where she's currently based in. You can hear a track off of that called Hometown. And then after Haley Benar, you can hear something from a group called Weird Lines. A track off a, I think this is a self-titled album out on Sappy Futures Records. It appears to be the first release on this record label. And you're going to hear a track off of them, off of, from Weird Lines, called Between the Lamp Post. And I'll find out some more about them in the next break. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Haley Benar's album called Impossible Dream. And this is a track called Hometown. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Haley Benar. We'll be right back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was something from Eastern Canada in a new project called Weird Lines. And that was a track called Between the Lamppost, and in brackets, You and I. It's out on a record label called Sappy Futures, which is a new label out of, let me see. Anyways, Weird Lines is a new project put out with collaboration of Maritimes artists such as Julie Doron of Elevator, and as well as her own solo stuff. Also features C.L. McLaughlin, who's a guy in, I think, October Man. John McKeel, I think, is just puts out some solo stuff. Another guy named James Anderson and Chris Meany that I'm going to have to explore. But anyways, they have a new album out on Sappy Futures Records. Kind of interesting because I would think that they would put out an album like that on You've Changed Records, because Julie Doron has been involved with that label in some capacity. But anyways, maybe that's a new exciting label to look for in the future. Anyways, that was Weird Lines, and once again, a track called Between the Lamppost. Before that, you heard something from Haley Benar, a track called Hometown off the Impossible Dream album. And you are listening to Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone. And I hope everyone's doing pretty good, getting ready for the new school year. And if you're a UBC student looking for ways to enhance your degree, you can get involved with lots of different organizations on campus. And one good one to get involved with is the radio station here. You can drop by and learn how to get involved. You can do things like review music for Discorder, poster for shows, help out at events, and apply to get your own radio show. And once again, check out our website, citr.ca, for info on how to get involved. So up next, you can hear an artist that just came through town a few weeks ago, and that's Sean Nicholas Savage. He's an artist out on the Arbutus record label out of Montreal, and he just released a brand new album out today. It's called something called Magnificent Fist. And you can check it out at his Bandcamp, which is seannicholassavage.bandcamp.com. And you're going to hear a track off of that, a track called Everything Baby Blue. And then after that, you can hear something from Thomas Gill. And he's an artist out of Toronto who plays kind of a really interesting mix of kind of R&B and smooth soul and a little bit jazzy kind of vocals. But anyways, check him out at isthisthomas.bandcamp.com, and you're going to hear a track of an EP that he put out a few months ago. And then we'll see what we get to after that. But first, right here on CITR, this is brand new stuff from Sean Nicholas Savage. His new album is called Magnificent Fist. This track is called Everything Baby Blue. True.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
Club and BC Entertainment Hall of Fame proudly presents the Special Pioneer Awards in order to celebrate those who represent artistic excellence in British Columbia. This year's inductees are folk musician Linda McRae and longtime CITR programmer Steve Edge. The award ceremony and concert will feature performances from Thad Beckman and Linda McRae. The event will take place on September 4th, 7:30 p.m. at St. James Hall. Tickets will be sold for $24 each.
Good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, and what you just heard was something from Thomas and a track off the EP called Fruit Dove Pump Child. You heard the track called Dove. And before that, you heard something from Sean Nicholas Savage off his new album called Magnificent Fist. You heard the track called Everything Baby Blue. And if you're not familiar with Thomas Gill, he was actually an early artist on Katie Stelmanis' live project before she took the name Austra, and she collaborated with him and Maya Pastepsky as their live touring band for Katie Stelmanis' music. But he broke off and is making his own music, and you can check it all out at isthisthomas.bandcamp.com. And there's a couple other projects with different names, but... But for the most part, most of his music is under the isthisthomas.bandcamp.com. Sean Nicholas Savage, he just put out his new album out today, I think. And you can check it out at his Bandcamp, which is seannicholassavage.bandcamp.com. So we got about a half an hour left on the program, and we're going to change it up in this next set. You're going to hear a little bit of some really ambient and kind of layered and kind of field recording sounding type music. And you're going to hear an artist, well, collaboration of artists that go under the name Low C. And it's a kind of collective of a few artists out of Calgary and Vancouver. You can check them out at lowcmusic.bandcamp.com. And this is an EP called, let me see. Oh, it's just a self-titled EP. But you're going to hear a track off of it called Wake. And actually, it's a kind of a longer EP. It's actually 8 tracks. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Low C. Thank you.
Scott. My name's Chris Horrific.
They always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we...
You're not even going to last.
All right.
Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France, Montreal... What the f***?
It's the script. I couldn't even... What?
Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain's just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that. Because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
How do you listen to CITR? Do you stream it with your data? You could be getting it free on your phone with the already installed FM receiver chip, but major carriers have blocked access to it. If you want access to all your favorite CITR goodness on your phone, get involved. Visit freeradiomyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come out to Dance Sport BC's Summer Dance Series. Starting June 24th to September 2nd, there will be free lessons, shows, and social dancing from 7:30 to 11:30 p.m. every Friday under the domes at Robson Square. Everyone is welcome. No partner experience is required. There will be lessons for beginners and shows put on by dance professionals and local dance schools. For more information, visit their website at dancesportbc.com.
And good evening, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was something from Losi, an artist out of, or a collaboration of a few artists out of Calgary and Vancouver. And you heard the track called Wake off an EP. Check them out at losimusic.bandcamp.com. And I got about 20 minutes left on the program, so I'm going to cram in as much as we can. And up next, you can hear an artist that I'm super excited to play because they have just announced that they're playing in Vancouver, and that is Neurosis. They're going to be playing on Tuesday, December 20th at Venue with fellow artists Yob. Yob is also out on Neurot Records, and as well as Sumac. And Sumac is out on Thrill Jockey Records, and it's going to be an amazing lineup. I'm super, super excited for this show. I've been a long-time Neurosis fan. It's one of my all-time favorite loud groups, and they've been around for something like 25 years. Their new album is coming out next month, and it's called Fires Within Fires, and they haven't released anything yet as far as tracks go. So I'm going to play some older stuff from Neurosis in this next set, and you're going to hear a track off the album called Souls at Zero that came out in 1992. And you can hear the opening track called The Crawl Under One's Skin. And once again, Neurosis is playing in Vancouver on December 20th, and I'm super, super excited. You can pick up tickets. They just came out today, and I think you can get them at Red Cat as well as online. Blueprint Entertainment is the one promoting the show, and you can pick up tickets at thisisblueprint.com. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is a classic track from Neurosis. This track is called To Crawl Under One's Skin.
to go on the mythic journey into your own self, it's not that you might meet conflict, it is that you will.
Can't you feel it?
It's a storm of lies.
It's a storm of lies.
Blizzard of lies.
A hurricane of lies.
A hurricane of lies.
Every day.
We've got you coming and going.
We've got you coming and going.
So many contradictory messages.
So many contradictory messages.
You don't know what's going on.
You don't know what's going on.
You're crazy out of your mind.
You don't know anything.
You don't know if anything is real.
We'll be right back.
we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And that was something from Neurosis and a classic album. From Souls at Zero, you heard a track called To Crawl Under One's Skin. So thanks for tuning in this week. I'll be back with some more great music, and keep it locked on CITR for more great tunes. And you're going to hear something from... I'm going to leave you with an artist that I've from a label that I've been checking out recently. It's a pretty interesting metal label called... Well, they're called Hell's Headbangers, and they're pretty extreme metal from the States, or the label's from the States, I should say. But they put out some pretty grim, evil, and just outright blasphemous metal from all over the globe. You're going to hear an artist, a Polish metal band called Cultes de Ghouls, and a track from an album that came out in 2013 called Henbane. And this is a band that's named after a, I think it's a book in the H.P. Lovecraft Cthulhu mythos. Anyways, there's a couple bands called Cultes de Ghouls. This is the one that has an H in their name. But yeah, I'm going to play this track and then I'll get back to you. Well, next show will take over at 11, but I'll be back next week with some more great music. And definitely an interesting label worth exploring. They kind of remind me of Profound Lore Records, as they put it. They're really committed to some... out there extreme metal. Anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is a track called Festival of Devotion by Cultes de Ghouls.